This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. seeks a peaceful transition of power in Venezuela, but all options are open. He spoke in Miami Monday about the months-long political crisis and the dangers of socialism. He pleaded with Venezuela's military to support opposition leader Juan Guaido and said the military and government leaders must ignore any orders from President Nicolas Maduro to block aid or harm citizens.
You cannot hide from the choice that now confronts you. You can choose to accept President Guaido's generous offer of amnesty to live your life in peace with your families and your countrymen. President Guaido does not seek retribution against you, and neither do we.
The Venezuelan military could play a decisive role in the stalemate, but has largely remained loyal to Maduro. In remarks broadcast on state television, Maduro accused the U.S. president of speaking in an almost Nazi style. California and 15 other states filed a lawsuit Monday against President Trump's emergency declaration to fund a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra released a statement saying that the suit alleges the Trump administration's actions violate the Constitution. The president says he's trying to stop criminals, gang members, and illicit narcotics from entering the country. Protesters gather their across the country on President's Day to call the declaration undemocratic and anti-immigrant. Egypt's Interior Ministry says that a suicide bomber killed two police officers and wounded three more while it was being pursued near Cairo's famed Khan Khalili tourist marketplace. The Monday night explosion was a rarity for a central area of the capital. A body was seen on the street behind areas cordoned off by dozens of police and soldiers after the explosion. This is VOA News.